What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey, Friday!
What are you, tired day? We have Flames on the show today, and he talks about an earthquake machine for a second.
We discuss new laws.
And we forget what we're talking about in the middle of the show, and we wanted to rewind, but we don't.
Yep.
We just smoke more weed and listen to the radio.
And our favorite Full Metal Jackal.
See ya.
"46 and 2" by Tool.
I don't like Tool as much as I like Tad. Plus, I'm friends with Tad on Facebook. He likes my post.
46 Days by Fish.
He licked my post. Hello, everybody. It's episode 646.
Oh, I didn't know you were recording.
I am. That's okay. We like to start things unannounced and off the cuff. This is Stumbling Mad by Tad, who got banned from Facebook for a couple weeks. Isn't that funny when Facebook does that? You know firsthand, right?
Yeah, fuck Facebook.
Satarian Gatch comedy show, Fuck Facebook episode.
They aren't our fucking sponsor.
That's right, fuck those guys.
It's the 11th day of Christmas.
And what'd your true love give to me?
12
a BJ
rusty
under
trumpets.
The tree. Rusty tromboners.
Yep. Yep.
Welcome to Friday, everybody. Yeah, I saw a post from Tad Doyle that said, oh, finally I'm back on Facebook. Apparently they decided to suspend my account for some unknown reason.
11 rusty trumpets is too many. You just stop after a couple.
If you have 3 black tuba players in one band, that's a lot of black tuba players. You see more than 5 tuba players, black, in one band, you're watching an Outkast video. Ron Funches joke. Sorry, I had to do it. Hope you guys are having a good Friday. It's time for the big weekend. We're going to have a show at the Denny's Lounge tonight.
That is true.
Noriko Ott and Tim Hammer down. It's hammer time at fucking Denny's Lounge. A couple comics.
Do you remember... earlier in the day, 1903.
Yeah.
On this day, earlier in the day, Topsy, the elephant, was electrocuted by Thomas Edison.
I did that, man.
Mm-hmm.
I've done that.
And you come in here to talk about that today, we have Flames.
Hey, there's a guest in the studio. Flames, what's up?
Hey.
We've been pandering for guests, and mm-hmm. they just stop by sometimes, but we couldn't get anybody.
Tell us about this Topsy the elephant that Thomas Edison electrocuted, Flames.
Say what now?
He was listening to Tad, dude.
I was.
Yeah. Thomas Edison
I've done
electrocuted
that.
An elephant, Topsy the elephant.
Yeah.
In 1903.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about
that. And that's why Tesla became a little more popular.
Because of the song mm-hmm.
than,
that they did about the long-haired freaky
yep.
people.
No.
Oh, Nikolai?
Yes.
Oh, or is it Nikolai?
Yes. And then...
Well, he electrocuted the elephant because he wanted to prove his direct
great
current.
Great radio controversy.
Yes.
His direct current as opposed to Tesla's alternating current, which
yes.
we use today. Edison was so adamant of how safe it was.
What does adamant have to do with anything?
That was the thing, is because they were like, alternating current is safer, and Edison said, bullshit, direct current is just as safe, watch me, I'll electrocute this elephant and it'll be okay, and he did, and then...
It died. Ha, he topsied over.
Yep.
That is hilariously yep. sad.
And that gave Tesla the advantage.
That shares,
because he was trying
to shares a death day with Phil Lynott.
Because he had a mechanical resonance about himself, you know, that Nikolai Tesla.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a great radio controversy.
And what else? What else did he develop?
Polaroid photos.
A band. He invented the band.
He invented, or the technology. He invented a device, an earthquake machine.
Oh yeah.
Okay. That creates earthquakes, or
yes, it's a machine that creates earthquakes at certain moves at a certain revolution. Mm-hmm. It actually creates a vibration and a tremor.
You know what they say? They say you got a revolution,
right?
You know you can die from an earthquake.
Yeah, a lot of people have, and there
a lot of people die from natural causes.
Crush.
My favorite orange drink.
Is it
Crush?
Yeah. Well, I like Grape Crush.
You don't like Fanta?
I prefer Faygo over Fanta.
Dude, what about Tab? Nobody talks about Tab anymore.
Dude, Tab made an appearance on that Saturday Night Live with Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake.
Tab was all over on the Sarah Silverman show, wasn't it? They had the Tab car.
There was two guys that were the only two. Oh, no, it wasn't. It was fucking Birthday Boys. That's what it was. The only two guys that had the special recipe for Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
And they had him in the same room, and they're like, no, we can't have you in the same room. What if you both got killed at the same time and no one would have the thing for Coke? And then the two guys from Pepsi showed up, and then the two guys that had the Tab recipe showed up, but nobody really cared about Tab.
Yeah.
So I guess Tab's out, Flame. Sorry.
Damn.
Oh, breaking news. Nelson Mandela has passed away.
He did.
And
so did T.S. Eliot.
Wow. He was an author?
Mm-hmm.
No way. Nelson Mandela died?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mandana. Nelson Mandana.
Mandela.
Nelson Mandela.
Ronald Reagan is dead, but he doesn't remember.
What? When did he die?
1942. He doesn't remember, so it doesn't matter.
Well, mommy, I'll tell you.
I don't know.
The last thing I remember is getting inaugurated. I remember nothing past that.
What did you think of Hell Baby Flames?
That was...
Did you watch that?
Yes.
Fucking awesome, huh?
Yeah, that's a good movie. That movie. Yeah.
Campy as hell. Awesome.
Dude, what about the baby when the baby was there? It seemed like the whole movie was like, you know, it wasn't really about a baby.
I thought it was funny because every time Tom Lennon got it, he'd punch it in the head and then throw it. He'd be like, boom, and then he'd throw it. Everybody's taking turns fucking hitting it with shit.
Yeah, and it's just fucking eating off of fucking what's-his-face's face.
It was just a build-up to the baby.
Yeah.
It was.
The real baby. What else did I watch? Oh, I watched... I enjoyed The Killing, 1956, Kubrick.
I watched the first half of it.
I watched the whole thing. I got sucked into it, and I just couldn't imagine.
I've seen it before.
I'd never seen it, and that was my first introduction to Sterling Hayden.
Mm-hmm.
And his very precise, long monologues where he just talks for a long time. This is what we're going to do, see? He'd almost be like Jimmy Cagney, but with less pronounced. He just had the whole plan down.
It had some witty dialogue humor, though, didn't it? Like her comebacks to all the fucking men and her husband and stuff.
God, her husband was such a sad sack.
He was, dude.
He was like, I know I'm going to get my stuff together, and then you'll love me, won't you, honey? If we have
Please. You know, I was back when you talked about buildings and you're going to buy me things.
And then old the lover comes along and tries to do the whole thing. And then at the end, you didn't see the end?
Well, I've seen it before.
Oh, yeah. So he can't check his luggage because it's too big and he's got all the money stuffed in there.
Yeah.
Why would the money be all loose like that, dude? So it was like a freak accident. The guy's going with the luggage cart after he decided to go ahead and not carry it on because they wouldn't let him carry it on. So he had to check his $2 million worth of loose bills.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's driving it out to the fucking airplane and like a dog or something runs out. Or a little kid runs out or something, and he swerves, and the suitcase falls off, and all the money just goes flying around because of the jet engines and stuff, and then he gets arrested anyway. How do they know it was him?
Must have been the luggage tag.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's a good movie, though. I liked it. For I haven't watched the black and white movie.
We're like 1955, man. That movie is almost 65 years old.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
They're 60 years old.
So, yeah, I watched three Stanley Kubrick movies in one
week. And Dr. Strangelove. Have you seen that movie, Flames?
I haven't.
You've seen Full Metal Jackal, though, right?
Full Metal Jackal.
Yeah. When will it rain?
Full Metal Jacket, yes, but not Full Metal Jackal.
Come on.
That should be a jackal.
Dude, Jackal was Full Metal, dude.
Is that an album?
They had the
from
chainsaw.
I was going to say that should be their new album.
Oh,
Full
God.
Metal Jackal. Featuring the hits Lumberjackal. Ring.
I'm sorry. No insult to them, but I don't think I would purchase their album.
What? Well, all I have to ask you then is, when will it rain?
Is that the question they ask?
That's their second hit.
Down on me, sun shining down on me. That was their second hit, wasn't
it? Oh, yeah. And then the third one was, when will it rain?
When will it rain? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to Google that because I don't care.
You shouldn't.
But Full Metal Jacket
jinx.
Yeah, Full Metal Jackal jinx. So that was Kubrick. And then we talked about his final movie, Eyes Wide Shut, which you said was weird.
Did you watch that?
I recorded it on IFC. It'll be uncut, but just a few commercials. I can skip through them, so I might watch that within the next week or so.
Clockwork Orange was probably
one of the best.
I love that movie.
When you think of Kubrick, like...
Kubrick Kinte.
I think of Clockwork Orange... And,
Space Odyssey?
No, I think of the other one.
Which one's that?
Dr. Strangelove. Those are very Kubrickian films.
Dude, I love George C. Scott's role in that, and his girlfriend, she calls him. She's like in a two-piece bikini, talking on the phone, telling all this like top-secret information. The president is just a sort of nuclear war, Section R, a wing fucking whatever. And then she calls him when they're in that huge round table.
Yeah, the war room.
He's like, I told you how many times I told you not to call me. Don't you know where I'm at? Oh, I know I love you too, honey, but you can't be calling me here. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
The president's in the room. An old Jack D. Ripper.
Yeah.
Another Sterling
Slim Higgins, though, riding down in the bomb.
Oh, King Kong.
Yep.
King Kong riding the bong.
That was parodied on The Simpsons. Homer took that ride once.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yep. Now, all sorts of pop cultures, I think, have borrowed from that.
For sure.
But Arlie Ermey, he did that show Mail Call, too.
Arlie?
On the History Channel.
Arlie?
R. Like Robert Lee Ermey.
Arlie.
He did a mail call, and then people would write in questions about, like, military questions about, like, what's the range of this gun? And he'd go like, well, let's check it out. And then he'd go and fire that gun. He'd like go and meet up with some army guy and like, let's check it out. And he'd be shooting shit from like 700 yards away, fucking hitting tin cans and shit.
Hitting tin cans and shit.
Yep. Gunnery Sergeant Arlie Ermey. Yeah, dude, that fucking, how about that death scene in that? Was that a shocking death?
Which one?
In Full Metal Jackal.
When he shot the guy and then shot himself?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. But, I mean, he was riding him hard.
This is my rival. This is my gun.
Poor Pyle, man.
You got to be fucking, you know, you can't be fucking able to count on your man when fucking your life's on the line. You got to know that every man's going to have your back, so you got to fucking beat that cat ass out of him.
Did you know that Vincent D'Onofrio, or whatever his name is, that played that character, actually had to gain 80 pounds for that role?
Wow, I did not know that.
That's a lot of pounds to gain for a role.
And he also plays Edgar on Men in Black.
Yeah. He plays a lot of things, that Vincent D'Onofrio.
Did you know that... Christian Bale wanted to lose more weight than he already did in The Machinist.
Dude, he looked fucking sickly.
Yeah.
He looked like a meth
addict. Doctor said don't. I can't remember what he said what the diet was. But it was
bread
fucking,
and water?
The Machinist? The old Bronson remake?
It might be a Bronson remake. It's got Christian Bale in
know.
It.
Well, that's who used to... That was in... It was Vincent...
Van Gogh?
No.
Vincent Price?
The old guy that played on Airwolf? Vincent...
Jan Michael?
Yeah, Jan Michael Vincent.
Okay.
And then...
Woo, ding, 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 ding.
I know. Airwolf. That was a good one.
I know my Airwolf, okay.
Charles Bronson.
Oh, what's it called?
Charles Bronson. I don't know that machinist. I know the machinist with Christian Bale where he's... he was a meth head in that movie, right? That's why he couldn't sleep?
I'm going to have to watch it again. I don't know what his deal was.
Dude, it was a fucking trippy-ass movie. I remember that, though.
It is weird. It's one to watch, for sure.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's a sleeper movie. Like, one that's not very well-known, but it is kind of known, but it is, like, you should watch. That movie should be watched.
Should be.
It's on the list of movies to watch. It's travel, because it's like, what's dream and what's not a dream, and what's dream and what's a dream.
And then you got to watch it again.
Yep, and then you got to watch it. He looks like he's, like, 60 pounds in there.
Then you got to watch it backwards, like fucking Memento.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are not gamblers, but you guys used to play some cards.
I like to gamble.
This gambler in Vegas accidentally left $300,000 of his winnings in the back of a taxi cab.
I heard about that.
The fucking driver gave it back to him, and the dude gave the driver $10,000 tip.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of tip I like to tip.
Yellow sticker, checker star, cab fucking company dude was stoked.
I wish somebody'd come in and give me a tip.
I know. Just the tip. I just take the tip.
Yeah, Bale lost more than 60 pounds for the role, and he wanted to lose more. His eating consisted of one cup of black unsweetened coffee and an apple or a can of tuna each day, about 60 to 250 calories.
That's not much.
He reduced his body mass to he lost 62 pounds to go down to 120. He wanted to go down to 99, but the filmmakers would not let him.
99? What is he, 5'6", 5'7"? Is he kind of short?
I'm not sure, but he lost the 62 pounds to go to 120, and then regained the mass and added on another 60, so he went to 240 for the Batman movies.
Wow.
So I don't know how tall he is.
Fucking fluctuator.
Fluctuator.
Someone who works at the Fluxu restaurant.
A fluctuator.
A fluctuator, man.
Yep.
Say, this lady in Oklahoma turned 113 the other day.
Dang, that's old.
They say that she passes her days by playing bridge and doesn't even need help getting up from her chair.
Wow.
Good for her. How's her sex life?
Let me read down a little bit. On her 113th birthday, she mowed her own lawn and fucked three guys from the neighborhood. Well, I guess her sex life is good.
Wow.
She purchased her last new
113
car.
Having one dick in you in a day is like a record, right?
Yeah. Guinness.
Like, if you got two in there, man, that's like, woo. Ain't nobody gonna break that.
She purchased her last new car when she was 100.
Wow.
She's believed to be the oldest living person in Oklahoma.
Yep.
But she does live at an assisted living center, though. She said, "I can't see her here like I used to, but I'm getting by. Just a couple dicks a day is all I need." So that was her. That's her. Her claim to longevity is having a couple dicks a day, one in the mouth and one in the
cooter
vagina. Yeah, there was a funny thing on Family Feud the other day. In the Fast Money round, they asked a lady, name a part of your body you would be upset if you found out your teenage daughter got pierced.
A butt.
The lady said vagina. And Steve Harvey paused for a couple seconds and then read the next question. I had to, before it even got to it, I like, what'd she say? Vagina. I wasn't getting it. I didn't get it. And then he goes, you said... what you said, because he wouldn't say it, and it comes up, bleep, and it said vagina. I was like, and I had to rewind it again.
Vagina.
She said vagina.
She didn't know how to pronunciate?
I guess not.
Vagina?
You think they overdubbed it so they didn't have to say vagina?
When a female cannot pronounce her own body part,
they bleeped masturbate.
What?
Yeah. So 100 men surveyed, name the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning. No, masturbate. You know, they said brush your teeth. No, get out of bed was
get
the number
one.
Duh.
Turn off your alarm.
Yeah.
Shit.
But she goes, I don't know if I can say this or not, but masturbate. Or you could see that what she said, and they went, meh, and they X'd her out. And he's like, it's family feud, honey. See that top word there? Family.
Feud.
Masturbate.
I would like to say that, Flames.
Yes.
You'd like to say that, Flames?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You were thinking of The Mechanic.
Yes.
With Charles Bronson.
Oh, we yes. said The Machinist.
Which is noted for its opening.
Yeah.
There is no dialogue for the first 16 minutes of the film.
Wow. It speaks for itself.
As the hitman.
I thought the first 2 minutes of Gravity was bad.
Mm-hmm. 16 minutes.
Wow.
And was a remake of that movie in 2011 with Jason Statham.
Statham?
That's right. It's
Jason
really good.
Jason Statham.
It's a good movie. I've seen that one, too.
Which one?
That's right. The Mechanic.
Which Never one?
Mind. Both of them.
With Jason
what?
Statham.
I like.
Which one's better?
I'd say the one with... Jan Michael Vincent and Bronson.
All right, well, which True Grit is better?
The one with Jose Canseco.
The one with John Wayne.
All right, which House on the Haunted Left is better?
On the what?
House on the Haunted Left?
Yep, the house at the end of the left street.
Left house on the loft.
Last house on the loft.
Last house on what?
The last house in the last slice in the loaf.
You know how you check to see if your bread's not stale?
You take a shit on it.
You just go right in the middle of the bread aisle and you take a dump.
Dump.
Wait, no, wait, you pinch a loaf.
I've done that before.
Pinch a loaf.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Then I said, just what does taking a loaf. Shit have to do with...
People look at y'all funny, what are you doing? Got some tissue paper?
I'm just pinching a loaf. Snoop Dogg and John Kerry were caught on video hanging out at the White House.
What? It's not Snoop Lion anymore?
No, he's Snoopzilla now.
Yep, Snoopzilla.
It's always a.k.a. Snoop Dogg. But he went to Snoop Lion Reggae, and then he went Snoopzilla, and he made a funk album.
Okay.
And now he's going to be Snoop something else, but I can't remember.
Snoop the Doop.
But he was fist bumping on video with John Kerry. And so I guess, what is he, a Republican now? Snoop Republican?
I'm not sure.
Snoop Publican.
Snoop Publican. Snoop Dogg Publican.
Snoop Congress.
Snoop Publican. I tell you for sure, I ain't a Democrat Republican. I'm a Snoop Publican.
All right, it's time to play Name That Song.
Do 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 ba do boop. Here. Do it this way. It'd be better. Because that sounds like shit, dude. Not to be rude or anything, but... Twerk is one of the top words of 1940. Wait, no. The top 40. Oh, you better turn down your volume a little bit. Okay, start it over for Name That Tune.
There
you
go.
How do we chime in? I can name that tune in 35 seconds.
Jeez, that was when bell bottoms were just getting out of style.
You know the song?
No, yeah, not yet.
Is that Thomas Dolby? She Blinded Me with Science?
Nope.
Nope.
No.
I know what it's not, but I don't know.
Is
what
it Oingo Boingo?
Nope.
Is it Depeche, or I mean Spandau Ballet?
No.
Okay, we give up. Hey, get your clothes on, man.
I said phones.
Get your phones on? Eddie Murphy.
No, there it is.
Eddie Murphy.
Party all the time. Party all the time. Party all the time. I won that contest. It took us a long time.
It did.
It's not like I have like Eddie Murphy parked in my tape player or anything like that.
Neither do I. What are you trying to say?
Fuck, man.
Fuck. That's not twerking out for me.
Wow.
Why not?
Twerking out for you?
Because... I'm taking what they're giving because I'm twerking for a living.
Working for a living. Wow.
Twerking.
Nothing wrong with twerking for a shivin'.
twerking for a shiver.
What is twerking? Was that twerking?
That's the dance that Miley Cyrus does.
Oh, God.
When she or when any woman does it, you know, they shake their booty and it shakes all around.
Any woman does twerking.
Dude, any woman does it.
It's kind of embarrassing.
What are you trying to say,
watch?
That some women don't twerk it? Like a new boy should? Weird.
Like a new boy should.
You got to twerk it. You got to twerk it like a new boy should. Fucking ZZ Top knew about that twerking a long time ago.
No, they were just talking about giving all your loving.
All right, it's time for Crazy Floridians again with our new background music, which I can't get enough of. A Florida family says that they awoke
Florida,
to...
Florida, you might as well play some Gloria Estefan.
Fuck that! This is the music I want to be on the Dexter soundtrack so I can actually watch it. Is there any way you could overdub regular music into it? Anyway, a family woken up in Orlando, Florida. That's where they filmed Family Feud.
Uh-huh.
They found a Grinch had tiptoed through their home, unwrapping presents and just taking the electronics.
Was he green?
Well, let me read a little further. Burglar entered the home through an unlocked back door, took several gifts from under the Christmas tree, unwrapped them on the back porch, had a little Christmas party, and then he just took the laptops and an iPhone. He left the socks and long underwear. He did go up into the children's bedroom and stole their iPhones as well. And that's what you get for getting your kid a fucking ICO.
It sounds
iPhone.
Like Krampus to me.
Yeah, Grinch is off. He's been
You know what my favorite stocking stuffer is?
What's that?
A leg.
Right.
That's what I put in my stockings always.
Yep.
Until now, I'm out of legs.
Nice.
So the family
Floridians.
They rewrapped the gifts that didn't get stolen and put them under the tree. Not the burglar, but the Grinch got away. He's still. They're looking for a big green guy with a Santa hat on, but. In other news, Jim Carrey arrested on charges of stealing Christmas presents, but they found out it wasn't him. He was just in a movie once.
Oh.
You know,
yeah, that was funny.
All my presents were stolen out from under my Christmas tree, but I guess that's what I get for leaving my tree out in the forest and putting the presents out there.
Yeah, and I asked my kids, hey, why didn't you get me anything for any Christmas? And they said, our presents... is our present.
Ouch.
I slapped them and grounded them for a week. Took all their toys.
Did you say I got no patience for that?
I said, you're not a doctor. What are you talking about? I play one on TV.
Dr. Bob.
Yeah.
Did you say Dr. Bob?
Mm-hmm. Dr. Bob.
Who the fuck's Dr. Bob?
I'm Dr. Bob.
What about Bob?
Dr. Bob. Okay.
How about that movie?
Has any of you guys heard the phrase of me and my wife calling weed Bob?
Yeah, but what about Bob?
Bob.
You guys smoke Bill Murray?
So she used to call it Bob, and I'd never heard that before, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was new to me, and then there became Where's Bob's Car, which was...
Where's Bob's Car?
This is Bob's car. You put him in it, he rides around from person to person.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some smoke coming out of his tailpipe. So I met this guy the other day.
Is that the original Bob's Car?
Actually, I've known him. But I'd never smoked or anything with him.
Bob? But,
no, this other dude. He will remain unnamed for this international story.
Yeah, for sure.
He lives down the road from me a piece there. And we finally, like, did that thing, you know, where you bond. Oh, we knew each other smoked weed all the time, but we'd never smoked. So we get to talking. And he's like, yeah, if I can never find some, could I maybe try to hook up with you maybe? And I was like, yeah. He goes, well, I'll just text you. But I don't like, you know. He's like, I'll just call it Bob. And I was like, really? Why would you call Bob? He's like, well, that's what we've always called him since back in the day, since earlier in the day today, since earlier in the day. And I said, that's really weird because, you know, my wife's called it Bob since the early 90s. And he's like, oh, we always called it that because it stands for Bag of Buds. But they just thought of a random name. Mm-hmm. We're going to Bob. Is Bob there? Is Bob at your house? So, yeah, Bag of Buds.
Wow.
Is Bob.
Huh.
Why isn't that?
So you would call it like cock if it was like a case of crack?
Case of crack cocaine?
Yep.
Yeah. It's a cock. Yep. Hey, is cock there?
Yep.
Cock Robinson?
Or like a taw? Or like a toe? A thimble of heroin?
Hmm.
Isn't that what they sell heroin by, thimbles?
No. Parachutes.
parachutes. So it'd be Poe, parachutes of heroin.
Poe.
I'll take a Poe boy.
Hey, did you do any driving in the slickery, icy weather that we had a few weeks ago, Flames?
Yes, I did. I loved it.
That is fantastic.
You probably had to take like Highway 34 to work, which was a total sheet of ice for a week.
34 Oakville, yeah.
Gnarly, wasn't it?
You know they sell shoe chains?
I did not know that. Chains for your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
It's like, yeah, chains that you can tie over your shoes.
Well, I had somebody tell me that Oregon is a no-salt state and that they're not allowed to use any salt on the road.
Yeah, that's why they always do used cat litter.
Yeah, and like gravel. Yeah. You know what they use in Wisconsin?
Cheese.
Yes, they do.
They use the brine.
Cheese brine.
Yep.
Brine.
And they sausage mix rock turds. Salt and dairy waste to create a substance that will theoretically prevent the roads from freezing. However, they've had a problem with a lot of the hungry homeless people coming along and lapping it up.
Slurping
the roadways.
It up. Yes.
I've had a problem with hungry hippos. I can't get those last few marbles.
And you know, it's important. You want to use provolone or mozzarella because those have the best salt content.
Yes.
You practically have to do nothing to it except for just melt it.
Those are also good melting cheeses.
Yeah, they're good for icing and meltings.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me, for Christmas, I got a gingerbread cake kit.
We made
gingerbread
one.
House kit.
We made a gingerbread house.
How long
house.
Do they last?
Oh, it's still standing.
About 20
like
years,
John.
If you cover them up.
I'm still standing. Did you know that he was singing from the point of view of a gingerbread house in that song?
Did you know that Flames is a huge Elton John fan?
No.
Grew up listening to Elton John. What's your favorite Elton John album, Flames?
Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
What? And, you don't have to call me Yellow Brick Road, but if you're leaving.
No.
Oh.
Or, I don't know, he's got a couple of good ones. I also like, I mean,
what about what about
Honky
Caribou?
It's all right, but Honky Chateau.
Honky Chateau?
Yeah, it's got like Honky Cat on it.
You're
Mellow.
Speaking my language now.
Honky Cat?
What about,
Get back, Honky Cat.
Captain Fantastic and the Dirt Brown Cowboy.
Hey-oh!
It's
all right.
Why is that so funny?
I think it's
why
earlier.
Is that so funny?
What are you talking about?
Why is that so funny?
What are you talking about?
Why?
What's the name of the album?
Captain Fantastic and the Dirt Brown Cowboy. Why is that so funny?
What's a Dirt Brown Cowboy?
We'll listen to a little bit of it from a vinyl. I got my record player out. Hear the pops and the clicks? That's vinyl, bitches.
I've never heard him play guitar.
Oh, that's him on
the organ.
He's working the organ in the corner. It's Bernie Taupin.
Bernie Taupin.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know what?
Captain Fantastic.
Flames,
and the
you know.
Brown cowboy with his dirty knees sucking on my wee wee. Yeah.
Flames, do you know what Elton John likes on his pizza?
Bernie Taupin.
Bernie Taupin.
You know Bernie Taupin?
Bernie Taupin, yeah.
He's a writer.
Yep.
You don't know Captain Fantastic and Dirt Brown Cowboy?
Yeah!
Why is that funny?
Bernie Taupin and Dirt Brown Cowboy.
Yeah. He has an epic song that's 10 minutes and some seconds.
Wow, that's doom.
Oh, wow.
Was it doom piano?
That's pretty bad.
This is when Elton was a young man. Before he came out of the closet, he was just in there fucking dudes.
I didn't do nothing in there. Nope.
Could you imagine what, like, if Freddie Mercury and Elton John would have fucking recorded together? What they'd be doing.
You know what is weird?
They'd be fucking.
You know what is weird?
Dead.
I looked this up on the internet.
Elton John would have AIDS.
Billy Joel has never covered a Stevie Wonder song. And vice versa.
Well, one time Stevie Wonder covered Billy Joel's eyes. And he said, "Do you know how it feels now? Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
I can't see what you're singing to me. Yeah.
Don't you think one of them would have covered each other's song at one point?
I think Stevie Ray Vaughan should have covered his fucking eyes when the helicopter ran into that side. He's like, I can't see. I'm Stevie Wonder. I wonder what Stevie Ray Vaughan wondered when he was crashing.
He thought about Richie Havens is what happened.
Why? What does Richie Havens have to do with it?
Didn't he go down in the Richie Valens? Which one was
the difference between Richie
Havens? It was one of them.
Richie Havens sang that song.
Freedom!
A motherless child. It was on Django.
They're not the same person?
No.
Lilililil Bumba.
No, that's Richie Havens.
No, that's Richie Havens.
No, that's Valens.
Richie Valens, yeah.
My butt hurts, damn it. You guys need to keep that out of there.
Dude, I saw on Celebrity Apprentice fucking Gary Busey reprised his role as Buddy Holly.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
What did he do? How did he
Lou
do?
Diamond Havens.
Dude, he was in a cool movie when I was a teenager.
Young Guns 2?
The First Power. It was all satanic and fucking murdery.
Mm-hmm.
It was murderous.
Have you seen The Ninth Gate with Johnny Depp?
I did.
Depp.
A long time
about the
ago.
Book.
It was a long time ago.
He was a book collector.
The book.
It was a long time ago.
He was looking for the Nemechronicon.
It was a long time ago in Missouri.
Have you read that book, The Nemechronicon?
No.
Have you read, you know what book I'm talking about, right?
The Quran?
No, The Nemechronicon.
Oh, I have a copy of the Nick of Mine.
You go dead.
Do you?
I do. It's a softback, though. Why is that funny? You guys quit laughing at me every time I say something. What's the fucking deal?
Of course it's a softback.
Why is that funny?
Is it
because it's bound in human flesh.
No, this is made of... Okay, sorry. it's a paperback. Sorry.
Oh.
Not a softback.
That's not a Nemechronicon.
It is. It says Nemechronicon right on it.
Is it bumpy?
No, it's fucking smooth.
Are you a fan of the Sicknum?
I'm going to bring it to the podcast on Monday.
Are you a fan of the Sicknum?
I don't like the Sicknum.
Sicknum?
What?
I know some Nims. Steve Nims.
You don't like the Sicknum?
I don't. It's another one of those Christmas stories.
It's not a Christmas story.
It's not, but I've never seen it is what I meant by that. I've never seen the never-ending story. I've never seen Lost Boys in its entirety. I've never seen Gremlins in its entirety. I've never seen fucking that other one that sounds like Gremlins but isn't.
Ghoulies.
Ghoulies, yeah.
Chud?
Nope.
What?
See?
You've never seen cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers?
I was so stoned in the 80s, I didn't watch any movies
Dude,
except
but Chud,
for Scarface.
If anything, is a fucking stoner movie. Chud is a stoner movie, am I right, Flames?
I'm not saying that they're not stoner
movies. I don't know,
movies.
I've never
I'm
seen it.
I've
what?
Okay. Apparently, fucking Gatch is freaking out.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Most of those movies you listed aren't worth a dick, though. Never
how do you know what a
story.
How do you know what a
three,
dick's worth?
That's crap.
What's a
how
dick
do you know
worth?
What a dick's worth?
What's a dick worth?
It's worth its weight in gold.
Hey, dude, hand me that dick's worth over there.
It's worth its weight. Oh, wow.
Dick's worth its weight in black people.
Go chop that mugger up and sell it.
All right, so we have a world premiere audio.
People do that.
Right now.
Really?
There was a guy one time, he, real quick. He fucking went to Craigslist to find a guy who wanted to be eaten. And a guy agreed, and then the guy fucking came over, and the first thing he did was he cut off the guy's penis, and then they both ate it.
That sounds like a good time.
Is that a delicacy? I like
it. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, if you're not screaming in pain and can still fucking... You know?
That guy likes it.
If you're still hungry after somebody chops off your dick and then hungry enough that you're going to eat your own dick.
That was Farmer Tape Nose. Okay. You guys have heard a lot of stories, and you know him personally, Flames, Farmer Tape Nose, John Manning, a.k.a. Farmer Tape Nose.
Toucan.
A.k.a. Toucan. He was a basketball player in the Albany area that used to play.
What?
Some ball with the locals like Scott Young, former drummer of Sullen, and Flames, former drummer of Crimson Guardian. John Manning, one of the guys I used to jam with in the late 80s in the car wash. Just the two of us, like we were fucking the
just
white
the two of us, or more like
we were doing
two
Will
of us no. riding
no,
nowhere.
It was just the two of us. We were doing Will Smith covers. Oh, it was all good. But no, he made a demo tape unbeknownst to himself that I put up on MySpace back when MySpace was a thing. And he's got this song I'd like to share with you guys. It's called Asian Women and White Horses. Check this out.
Asian Women and White Horses.
You're really close.
I like Asian women, cause they got little boobies. Asian women, white horses, and big doobies. I like Asian women, cause they make the best groupies. Asian women, white horses, and big doobies. Asian women, white horses, and big doobies. And horses on my farm forever. When the water does flow,
who's that in the background singing?
That's Walking Dude Scotty. That's the guy who, if you drive through Brownsville at any given time, you'll see him walking across the bridge.
Asian women, and Scotty does too.
See, that's Scotty.
He once when he's cooking chicken stew. And in the morning, the waffles were good. But Asian women and white horses will suck on your wood.
All right, thank you. Asian women, white horses will suck on
your wood.
If you'd like a copy of the Farmer Tape Nose CD, just send an email to contact@tagcastpodcast.com, and we will send one of those out to you. Farmer Tape Nose with Walking Dude Scotty in the background.
Walking Dude Scotty. And he's not a terrier.
Nope. He's actually, believe it or not, an uncle of one of my children.
Oh, really?
Great uncle. His grandma's brother.
I have some breaking news that I would like to tell you about.
Oh, I wish you would have told me in advance.
I could tell you in advance.
Oh, shit, the white horses are still running.
When you and your white horses, and then you got some whores, and then you got some horses, too.
Asian women, white horses, and they got... Oh, breaking news. What's that breaking news you got, Dustin?
Well, this is a breaking news story about some new laws going into effect since it's January and it's the new year.
Okay.
I would like to talk to our people in Arkansas.
Okay.
Arkansas. Voters must now show photo ID at polling places.
Oh.
In Colorado, 16-year-olds will be able to pre-register to vote, but must still wait until they're 18 to vote.
Huh. Hey, I'm for that. No.
In California, students must be allowed to play school sports and use school bathrooms consistent with their gender identity, regardless of their birth identity.
Well, that's not that's not really fair.
Well, that's why my kids don't go to school in California.
In Oregon, new mothers will now be able to take their placentas home from the hospital.
You should be able
to freeze it and spread it on bread for later because it really gives you an extra fucking kick in the morning when you have a little placenta on your soup.
Put it in a jar on your mantle.
Colorado adults age 21 or over will be able to buy up to an ounce of marijuana for recreational use from a state licensed store.
Necronomicon?
Holy cow.
Okay, next law.
In Illinois, anyone who flicks a cigarette butt on a street or a sidewalk could be fined at least $50 for littering.
Ouch.
Okay.
I don't have any more.
All right, put that fucking cigarette out. All right, well, I hope none of those laws go into effect here, because I'm going to do every one of those.
Well, that one was in Oregon.
Well, fuck them. I'm doing it. Wrong answer. Boy, I was cracking up there for a second. I don't know what's wrong with
it. In Oregon, privately run websites that feature police mugshots must take down photos for free if subjects can show they were not guilty or that charges were dropped.
That's a good thing, I think.
Yep.
That's bullshit, man.
Caca. Oh, caca.
I have friends who have been victims of that fucking piece of shit.
In Delaware, sale, possession, or distribution of shark fins is prohibited.
Shark fins is prohibited.
Isn't that... That's prohibited pretty much everywhere, isn't it?
No, not in Brownsville. You can do that.
Where do you catch sharks in Brownsville?
At the coast.
Just
off the coast of Brownsville.
They got lizard sharks over there at the truck stop.
Back earlier in the day, we used to catch lizard sharks all the time out in the deserts of Mojave.
Okay.
Okay.
drugs are bad, okay? That's why I say sentences such as that last one that I just...
What are those things in that one movie?
What thing?
He ain't gonna.
Are they Tic Tacs?
Who what's?
In are
what?
They Tic Tacs?
In what movie?
You know what movie I'm talking about? They look like fucking Tic Tacs.
What look like Tic Tacs?
Those
dude,
things in that movie, they look like Tic Tacs.
You're freaking me out right now. What movie?
They look like yellow Tic Tacs.
What fucking movie?
Despicable Me.
Oh, they're minions.
They're Tic Tacs.
Minions.
They're Tic Tacs.
My little godson calls them.
They don't even talk, do they?
That movie, You gotta watch this other cartoon if you're into watching cartoons with minimal dialogue, which I am because most of the dialogue's bullshit. It's called Rabbids Invasion, and it's about rabbits, but not but it's called Rabbids.
With do they have plungers?
Yeah, on one
it's
episode.
It's based on a video game.
A lot of them do these testing where they put it in a room, and out pulls. They're like doing research. It's kind of funny. But I don't know what you're talking about before that, but it made me think of that. Where do you get sharks in Brownsville? Well, I'll tell you.
In the Everglades.
Sharks. Earlier in the day, we used to get them back, like, on Washburn Street. That's just...
You didn't take them to Washburn Heights?
I did. I took them up there, and then that's where we defin them. You take the shark fins down.
Defin.
You have to defend your territory up there.
Have you ever defended a dolphin?
Yeah, I had a dolphin named Territory. And when I defend my territory, he bled all over the place. Am I on to something here?
Yeah.
I had a dolphin. He raped me in the ocean one time because dolphins rape 18 people every year.
Yeah.
I took him home as a pet, and I named him Territory. And then they made me defend my territory.
They made you?
Yeah.
So what is he
because
now? He just
Finn
bobbed
dolphins,
around?
He's just now he's Dolph Lundgren.
What's the best thing? What's the best thing to bathe a chicken with? What's the best Same. Thing to bathe a chicken in?
Blood? Blood.
Probably its own juices.
No, carrots and celery.
Okay.
That's how you want to bathe a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And carrots and celery.
Oh.
A nice broth of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. You guys are both over 30, aren't you?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Well, it's a new year. And since you guys are under 30, since you just said no, I've got a few things here that if you're over 30, you need to stop saying.
What's that?
Is I on there?
No, but I know right is.
I know right.
That's not
I know right.
Totes.
I've always thought about that about I know
totes.
Right a long time
Don't
ago.
Say totes.
I have to.
What are you talking about?
For totally.
Oh.
I've never said that. I thought you were talking about
either.
Like, I got to go pick up a couple totes and have some stuff I got in there.
No, you come home from work, you're like, God, honey, I'm so hungry. She's like, dinner's totes ready.
What? I've never heard anybody fucking say that ever.
I haven't either.
Well, good for you. If you hear someone over 30 saying it, smack them.
All right.
Also, if you're over 30, do not. That's right. I said do not say amazeballs. Have you never heard amazeballs?
Who says that?
A lot of people.
What?
And
who said that?
There's a girl on my Facebook who's a comic. Her name's Grace Sadie Sages or some Spanish last name that I can't pronounce. She says amazeballs all the time in her posts.
Can I throw in my own one that I already forgot, so forget it?
That pumpkin latte was amazeballs.
Cool beans. I've never been down with that.
That's pretty close to amazeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Cool beans.
Yeah,
cool beans.
If you're going to say something amazing, you go with amazing. That's amazing Kreskin. That's going to be my new one.
Kreskin.
That's amazing Kreskin.
Amaze tits. How about that instead of balls?
There you go.
Or cray cray. Don't say cray cray.
No, just say that's tits. You don't even have to say amaze. Just say that's tits.
And don't say I will cut a bitch either.
Instead of that's tits, though, can we make it to where, like, if something's really cool, you go, man, that's totally cunt.
Okay. That's what I'm going to start saying instead
that's
of...
That's fucking cunt, man. That's fucking awesome. Cunt.
Instead of saying cray cray, you know, like they say, that bitch is cray cray. That means she's crazy.
Yep.
You say, that bitch is cunt. Don't say adorbs. That's not good.
Adorbs. What?
Adorbs.
I never said it.
Adorbs.
These are all for people like Isn't that like 30?
What is that?
No, the people
Absorbs Junior. Is it that stuff you wipe on your owies or something?
Absorbing. Absorbing Junior.
This is like because people are, that say That's these are like er, in their early 20s, right? And so we've never heard them before.
And don't use the word feels as a part of your body. Like that story hit me right in the feels.
What?
Right in the feelers.
Never heard that.
Good. That means you're over 30. So if you happen to be saying any of these, the ones we have heard of, I will cut a bitch.
Do you know?
Or I know, right?
Some people wear their feelers on the outside of their body.
Derp didn't make this list.
Derp.
This is just a list. It's a short list.
Derp.
I'm good for now, Derpa.
Derp.
Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp. Derp.
You guys are bronies, right?
No, but I heard Treya Zagthoth from Morbid Angel is a brony.
What?
What's a brony?
Dude's into My Little Pony.
Oh, no.
You are.
Are you a She-Man? That's like chicks that are into He-Man.
Hey. He-Man was cool.
He-Man.
What, who'd you like? What side were you on, Flames?
I was on He-Man's side, of course.
You know when the original...
What? Did you know Skeletor?
Did you know the original
Skeletor
He-Man was written in like the 70s?
Really?
David Bowie had a song about it.
Really?
He-Man! I said, He-Man, gotta get off the phone. I said, He-Man,
leave Ashira
alone.
Isn't that Suffragette City?
You got the bigger muscles and you don't relax.
Isn't that Suffragette City?
Oh, man.
Who?
Suffragette City?
Yeah, but the song is about He-Man. That's where he was originally from.
Man.
He-Man was originally from Suffragette City.
You got to do that fucking...
Oh, really?
You got to do that parody.
He-Man! And then I need to, like, investigate or research the character and the story of
research.
He-Man so I can make the song all about He-Man.
That was all right there. You already
She-Ra,
had it.
She can be involved.
Yeah, Skeletor.
She-Ra, leave me alone.
Yep.
I'm going back to Suffragette City.
Masters of the Universe, Dolph Lundgren.
What is Suffragette City an actual place?
It's Suffragette City!
I used to think it was saying something.
I thought he liked when men leaned on him.
Lean on me. What are you talking about, leaning on him?
Mm-hmm.
Did Aaron Neville ever
don't lean on me, man.
Don't lean on me, man.
Because he can't afford the ticket.
He can't afford the ticket. Yeah. Aaron Neville becomes... Did you know that Aretha Franklin was the first lady to be inducted into Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I didn't
really?
Know.
1987 it was before a woman was inducted. Hey, what happened to Neville?
Did you know that this last...
Never gonna leave you,
this last year, Poison Idea was inducted into Oregon Music Hall of Fame.
I didn't know there was an Oregon Music Hall of Fame until recently myself, but
wow. There
was an Oregon Music Hall of Fame, and Poison Idea has been inducted.
Nice.
They're looking for a guitar player. I almost thought about moving to Portland for a second.
Yep.
So I could play guitar for Poison Idea and bass for World of Lies. If I lived in a big city, I could be in good bands.
Suffragette City features a piano riff heavily influenced by Literal Richard.
Literal Richard?
A lyrical reference to the book and film A Clockwork Orange, the word droogie meaning friend, and
dude,
singing along hook, wham bam, thank you ma'am. Before he offered the song to Mott the Hoople.
Took all the young dudes instead.
No, he said, if you guys don't break up, I'll give you this song.
And they
the
broke
group
up.
Refused.
No, they were just carrying
recorded
news.
All the young dudes instead.
So is there an actual parody character of Literal Richard?
No.
that would be so funny, dude. A gay black dude who just told it like
what
it
were
was.
You talking about before I said that?
Literal Richard.
No.
I was talking about where is Suffragette City and what is it? Is it a place?
You were talking about something after that.
No, I wasn't. See, now you're on my end of the deal. We've got to rewind the fucking tape. Suffragette City. Wham, bam, bam.
Then you
bam.
Went to talk about something totally that was something different.
I said that David Bowie did a He-Man song. He-Man.
I'm lost.
Dude, He-Man would pick on so many people. And so David
Bowie. Would.
Like, David Bowie's character from Labyrinth. You could just see He-Man attacking him with his Tina Turner wig on. And he's all, He-Man, oh, leave me alone. I said, He-Man.
He-Man had a Gina,
no, David Bowie
Gina
did
Thunderdome wig on.
David Bowie did in Labyrinth.
Turner Dome.
Yeah, he did.
And so he's attacking Labyrinth, dude. He-Man is. This is my thought for the video. Mm-hmm. And then you just have David Bowie singing Suffragette City to him. Saying, He-Man, oh, leave me alone. There's only room for one, and here Shira comes. Here Shira comes.
Cocaine.
I like cocaine. He's got cocaine on the brain. I'm singing a song, and he's all, cocaine.
Okay.
Oh, you got Eric Clapton. He's all, cocaine. Your hair falls out, and you want to get out.
Propane.
Brocaine. He's pouring Mountain Dew out of his face.
Have you heard that song's about Hank Hill, Propane?
Yeah. Mr. Leahy sings a little propane song on the Facebook. On the Trailer Park Boys.
Mm-hmm.
On the Facebook. Fuck, I got Facebook on my brain. Because it was on my fucking
computer's
brain.
Dude, I'm going brain. Trying to think about that, what that was that you were talking about.
You just have to wait till Monday after you listen to today's show. I'm sorry. I can't remember. We talked about David Bowie, He-Man, Hey Man.
Yeah, and then Suffragette City, and then something else. You're talking about something else.
Whenever that happens to me, I just lose it.
Yeah, don't lose it.
Or I don't lose it. I just say, fuck it.
Don't lose it.
It's like the doctors did when my mom tried to have a
divorce. Don't lose it.
I just want a little bit of propane.
Lose it.
You never heard that song, Propane,
don't
Propane?
Yeah, I have.
By who?
Propane.
No, it's by Mr. Leahy.
If you want some hair, Rogaine.
I think it might be right here. That might be incorrect. I can't wait for the new Trailer Park Boys movie to come out, but I have to. Oh, that's why. Because I don't have anything. I'm fucking stupid. Are you guys smart or am I dumb? I think he was mimicking some rap song of some sort, but I'm not too sure. He just wanted a little propane like everybody else.
A little propane.
Two tanks, eh? Randy must be going through a fuck of a lot of propane eating all those cheeseburgers.
Fill her up, Bubbles.
What do you want, Leahy?
I just want a little propane, Julian, just like everybody else.
These are already full. Yeah, right, so you can call the cops. I'm not an idiot, Jim.
Listen, Julian, I don't give a fuck what you do anymore. I just want a little propane. Time's that tough game. Ricky ruined my fucking life, Julian. So I just want a little propane.
Have we hit Hans yet?
Propane.
Not yet.
It's time to start the game.
Jim, listen, I heard what happened with
Isn't her. That a song? I don't know. Have we hit him? I hit Hans one time when we were at practice because he was mouthing off to me. I fucking backhanded him in the face.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He started crying and he apologized and then he sat back on his chair. Because that's what Hans does. Hans, are you still listening? Or did you just...
I wanted to know when Hans going to get that coffin, the stage
fuck?
Coffin thing going on.
Oh, so he can sit down and stand up at the same time? Mm-hmm. Well, I think he's retired from the stage. Griefhammer only had like 4 practices in 2013. Maybe 12. Somewhere mm-hmm. between 4 and 12.
Maybe 12.
What were you doing on this day when American circus performer General Tom Thumb died?
I didn't know he did. Tom Thumb's dead?
Yep.
Wow. Fuck him and Mandela?
God. Yep, so's Joseph Suck. He's dead too.
Oh, man.
Joe Suck. They call him Joe Suck. What's in Hans's CD player today?
I don't know.
What's in Hans's CD player every day?
I don't know.
Today he hit the mute button. That's the name of a band, I guess. Have you ever heard of Mute Button?
No. Uh-uh.
He should buy one of those for his wife. He's listening to an album called Binaural Wave Pink Noise.
Okay.
By a band called Mute Button, and then he offered this little sentiment at the end of this message. Crappy New Year, fellas.
No, crappy New Year.
Why are you so angry all the time, Hans? If you don't quit being so angry, I'm going to cut out the NIB intro, because I know you're digging it. Just like you do your butthole.
I'd like to say also Dad died on this day in 1903, Topsy the elephant.
Oh, we already talked about that, remember?
Mm-hmm, I know.
Oh, then why are you bringing it up again? You're trying to rub it in?
That was Flames is standing up.
He's doing some stand-up comedy. Oh, he's got a sore ass, too.
A sore ass?
He's got a sore ashy.
You got a sore assus?
Sore ashes of the ashes.
No, I had a massive cramp in my leg.
A massive cramp?
Massive cramp. Excuse
what
me, massive
did, what
cramp.
Did you, what did you... What did you...
What happened? All right, we just had our first live cramp.
We just had our first live three octave chant along.
What happened, bro?
That hurts.
I won't kick you so hard next time.
Man, I don't know what I did, but that hurts.
I think he caught on fire for a second.
You eat breakfast a lot, Flames?
Today I ate breakfast.
Because
sometimes.
Right now, I got you. If you want, I got you a Hertz donut.
I like donuts.
Today's birthdays.
Donuts.
Steven Stills from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. How old do you think Steven Stills is?
67.
Damn.
72.
He is 68. You guys were both really close. Appreciate the guess.
He still's just the same guy to me.
Yeah? He shares a birthday with fucking Mel Gibson.
I'll give that Gibson a Gibson.
How old do you think Mel Gibson is?
96.
Mel Gibson is 12.
In his mind, yes. He's 12.
No, I'm going to go 54.
I'm going to say, I didn't say 60, but that's okay.
I suck ass for doing that. But, you know, I don't know if many people know this, but Mel Gibson is actually dead. Oh, wait. He's just,
give me back my son!
He's just dead to me.
Right.
Ever since The Last Temptation of whatever. Not The Temptation, but his Christ movie.
Have you ever seen that movie, The Last Temptation of Christ?
Oh, a long time ago I did. Oliver Stone.
Did you know that was Willem Dafoe and William Hurt?
Dafoe.
William Dafoe played Jesus?
Dafoe.
No, I think William Hurt played Jesus, didn't he?
Oh, well, he got hurt.
Uh-oh. Jesus
also,
got hurt.
Local pseudo-celebrity, sorry if you're listening and you don't agree, from A Strange Dichotomy, Mr. Greg Gillespie.
What's up?
I always feel like I have a lisp when I say his last word. Greg Gillespie. 37 years old today. I remember 4 years ago today we were playing a show with his band Hiding Jekyll, Sons of Confusion, at the fucking Goodfellas place down there.
And, Goodfellas.
Yeah. We played at 1:10. It wasn't a Goodfella night for me.
It wasn't, dude.
That was a shitty show. I mean, it was good. We played a show and it was cool, but God, that was a shitty night. Oh, Barking Spiders in the studio. Live.
There was that one.
Live shit.
That one birthday, too.
Which one?
Nelson Mandela.
Oh. Didn't he die or something?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
What? Nelson Mandela died?
Didn't Barry Manilow have that song about him?
What? Barry Manilow died?
Manilow had that song about him.
Mandela.
Oh, yep.
I can't believe that you finally died. The only politician we miss, Mandela.
That was it. It was about a parody song you're talking about.
I am.
That we don't know that when I lost that thought.
Oh. Oh. Oh, it was. Oh, that was the other day. Dun, 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 dun. My John Travolta. My Travolta? Was that what it was?
John Travolta.
Oh. Yeah, Max Brockman has a great John Travolta joke. You should go see him sometime.
That's so Travolta.
It is. I'd like to just tell you. He says VCRs used to cost $1,500 when they first came out.
They were expensive.
He's like, I'd like to buy a whole bunch of VCRs and go back to 1979 so I could beat John Travolta to death with them.
Why would you just sell Blu-ray players?
Because he wants to beat John Travolta to death with him. He didn't let me finish.
I let you finish, I just didn't register it.
Oh.
That way they have a Blu-ray player 100 years ahead of time.
Before there's any movies.
We're like, what are we supposed to do with these things? It says it hooks up to something called the internet. I don't know what that is. Hey, remember this song?
For real.
Hey, you
this
guys,
is for real.
You guys should check out this rap song that we did a long time ago. Because we need to smoke more weed. Maybe we should stop and load some weed. I've ran out of topics, so I'm just rolling shit.
Have you ever thought about what you're listening to? Or do you listen only because they tell you? It's the TagCast Podcast. I thought you'd like to know. In case you're wondering, we got the fucking number one show. We'd like to keep you listeners listening. And like a wet branch, we're going to keep y'all glistening. If you think that you like what you're hearing, check out our website to see where we're appearing. There's a chance we might come to your town.
I doubt
only
it.
If you ask us, you know that we're down. We're like an oral infection. We're like Everglades.
We've invaded your hey, thanks for listening, you guys.
Before we go, I'd like to ask you guys, who you guys predict to win the Super Bowl right now? Call it right now.
Who's playing? Don't know yet.
Pick a team.
Steelers.
They're not in it.
Just kidding, Flames.
You got to pick again.
Okay, I'm going to go my team that I wanted to win in 1983.
Who's that?
I don't know. The San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, my God. No.
I know. I'm picking them just to piss people off, but that's my pick for the suit. They're not in it?
They're in it.
Oh, okay. Then that's who I picked to win.
And
I'll bet you $500 right now.
Yeah.
I'm
off the record.
With...
Oh, hell no.
I'm going to go New England. With...
You're going with New England?
Eagles.
Fucking Don Henley can't play
no
ball
way.
With the shit, dude.
Are Eagles even in there?
Are the Eagles winning right now?
Anybody who has Glenn Frey for a wide receiver is not going to win a game. All right, Don Felder got traded.
But Joe Walsh is going to play the Star Spangled Salute.
I thought he was going to play quarterback.
Yeah, that too.
He's going to play the Rocky Mountain way. That's a shizzle.
Rocky Mountain Picture Show.
Can I say shizzle if I'm over 30?
It wasn't on the list, so I suppose so. For Skizzle, my nizzle. Old Snoop
That's
Zilla.
That's 90s anyway.
Snoop Zilla for Shizzle. Oh, my God.
Oh, the Eagles are up by one.
All right. That was on Sunday, dude. You're fucking slow.
Go
I know.
Eagles.
I listened. I watched sports 4 days behind.
Yeah, to
so
see if
don't
I
don't be posting any spoilers.
No spoilers. No sports spoilers. Like, don't be a spoil sport. Don't be spoiling my sports.
This is the last week of the football. Did you know that?
Of the football?
No, wait. Is there another one?
I don't know. No, I know that there's a Super Bowl thing coming up.
This is the last week.
That's like it reminded me of Family Feud. Name a famous bowl game.
Everybody put any three words together, it'd be a bowl fucking bowl game.
Well, they said Rose Bowl and Fiesta Bowl and... Fiesta Bowl got zero. Rose Bowl got like 20.
Man.
Number one answer was Super Bowl.
What about...
Oh, really? You think?
What about Chick-fil-A Bowl?
Cereal Bowl.
Cereal Bowl?
Yep.
Chip Bowl.
What? They used to have the Little Caesars Pizza Bowl, and I was like, who fucking eats pizza in a bowl?
How about Weed Bowl?
Yeah.
No, it's not one.
No?
Maybe one of these days.
No.
All right, well, hey, make sure and check out our website. We'd like to thank Flames for being on our show.
Hey, toilet bowl. Hey, no problem. Bowl.
And, yeah, the website is tagcastpodcast.com.
That's right, Dizzle.
You can listen to all the episodes. You can listen to other episodes of other podcasts. You can listen to other motherfuckers fucking with our shit. Because I got too many motherfuckers fucking with my shit. We're doing different outros all the time these days because my Kindle's dead.
My Kindle took a shit. Shit. Too many Kindles taking a shit.
They put brown shit all over my lap. My laptop. Turn that Kindle with my lap.
Hey, and don't forget to rock on in the new year, people.
Oh, go to Amazon, too, through our TagCast link and all that stuff. Stick around for plugs after the show.
Yeah.
Too many motherfuckers fucking with my shit. Hello, Taggots. Hope you guys are rocking on. Got a bunch of shows for you to go see or something after you listen to this extreme bass solo. Here we go. Some comedy shows coming. Friday night, January 3rd at Denny's Lounge, 3435 Spicer Drive, Albany, Oregon. Exit 233 right off of I-5. 9 o'clock. Noriko Ott from Portland, Oregon. Tim Hammer. Bringing him down. We're bringing the hammer down from Portland. Jesse Priest from Salem. I'll do a set as well. And Dustin Gatchel will host. Let's see what else. The first Friday of the month. No, the second Friday of the month. Panthers Comedy. Comedy. Mike McGowan will be hosting that shit. Seth Milstein will do Comedy as Advertised on the last Saturday of the month. And don't forget about the open mics. Wednesday at Tiny's Tavern in Eugene. Thursday at the Green Room, also in Eugene. Tuesdays at the Capital City Theater in Salem. Here's some music shows for you coming up. DRI will be at the Hawthorne Theater on Saturday, January 17th with World of Lies, Vultures in the Sky, and Roadkill Carnivore. Tickets are $15 in advance, $18 at the door. The next night, January 18th, Phillips H.N. Selmo and the Illegals. The Technicians of Distortion Tour with bands like Proven and Author and Punisher. $20 at the door. No, $20 in advance, $25 at the door. A little bit more expensive than that first show that I mentioned. I wonder how come they get more money. I don't know. Zappa Plays Zappa, featuring Dweezil and a lot of the people from the Mothers and Frank Zappa's bands over the year. They'll be playing at the Roseland Theater, and that's going to be on Friday, January 31st. $25 in advance or $45 at the door. So if you don't get them in advance, you're paying an extra $20. So get your tickets now. There is a limited amount of tickets for Soundcheck, where you can be there for the Soundcheck. Soulfly is coming back to Portland on the 2nd of February with American Roulette and Chronological Injustice, Hawthorne Theater, $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Maiden Northwest will be playing at the Hawthorne as well on February 7th, but don't go to that show. Don't even fucking remember that I mentioned it, because it's February 7th. You're going to be at the Victims of Internal Decay show with World of Lies, Spawn, Truculence, Warcrank. That's at the Tonic Theater, 3100 Sandy Boulevard in Portland. Tickets are $5. They're not tickets, so you can only pay at the door. So go to that. Also coming soon to the Portland area, we have Death Angel. That's right. Thursday, February 27th at the Hawthorne Theater. $16 in advance, $20 at the door. Some band I've never heard of opening the show, spelled T-Y-R. I guess they're Tyr. Who knows? Loudness is coming to Dante's. The Sword is coming to the Hawthorne Theater with Big Business on March 17th, and a bunch of other shows are coming up. Don't forget about these few shows that I almost forgot about. January 31st at Denny's, the next round of the Grand Slam Comedy Show. Haven't got the lineup secured yet, but I'm working on it. And then February 14th at the Brownsville Saloon, it's the Valentine's Day Couples Comedy Night with the He and She Comedy Show. All the way from Florence, it's Doug and Teresa Wyckoff, or Wyckoff, depending on which side of the states you're from, I guess. I'll be opening for them, and that's on Valentine's Day. It's Friday, the 14th of February. And then February 26th, it's a Wednesday, I will be at the casino in Coos Bay, North Bend area, the Mill Casino. Two shows, 7 and 9:30, February 26th. Don't have any information on tickets or who's headlining, but I'll find that stuff out later. Now, you just listen to the rest of this saxophone solo while I tell you to go visit tagcastpodcast.com and listen to some podcasts of ours, because we've got a lot of them for you to listen to. Thanks for listening, you guys. Go do some shows. Go do them. See you later.